Welcome to Take It Online. My name is Ryan, and I'm actually one of the organizers of the Microsoft Imagine Cup here in New Zealand. So we are fortunate enough to have one of the teams, one of the top 20 teams from our 2011 competition here with us today, Team Unite from AUT. I've got Moed, the team captain, Kaliam, and also Mohammed, one of the other team members is missing. But we've got an opportunity here for these guys to actually talk about their idea and share some of their experiences. So Moed, I thought it'd be good to, you know, share, give a bit of a brief around your idea, around what you actually did and why you came up with that idea.
Cool, thanks for having us here, Ryan. Now the idea actually solves two issues. One is, now the elderly and the disabled have come to a point that they're not able to have elderly care services for them. So what we did was we provided assistive technology by introducing smart homes. And so our idea is basically being able to turn things on and off in the house with the use of your cell phone. We came up with two great ways of doing that with touch to control and voice to control with the use of the Windows Phone 7. And the way we came up with the idea was I was actually part of the Imagine Cup team the year before as well. And so I had a year to kind of think about what to do next. And so for my third year engineering project, I developed this and then, you know, decided to take it to the for Imagine Cup 2011 round.
Cool. Okay. So, I mean, I guess for those that haven't heard of Imagine Cup before, essentially, you know, help students to get together on a team and basically come up with problems, come up with solutions, rather, that solve problems we face today. And these guys obviously figured out there was a problem out there and they worked towards it. But, Mohammed, I mean, in terms of your solution, it's obviously helping the elderly turn off switches remotely and so forth. How does it differ to other solutions that are out there?
So, We saw the problem, and what we thought was, now a lot of the solutions out there don't cater for the elderly. They cater for the mainstream market, which is the luxury homes, and so that's why we incorporated the Windows Phone 7 into it, and we use the voice recognition and touch to control to actually, you know, an easier way for them to get access to their lights and appliances.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. And Mohammed, I mean, I guess I've met some of these other guys before. I mean, this is the first time I've seen you take part in the Imagine Cup. I mean, how did you find out about the competition and why did you actually take part?
Well, you know that from Mohammed, like, we did this project in our third year at university. And then we got a great feedback from our lecturers. And then from university, from AUT, we heard about Imagine Cup. Then we decided to go into Imagine Cup and, like, take our idea into another step up and, like, make it, like, broad and try to create a business from the idea.
Cool. So you got some support from the academy.
That's right.
It was part of your project. That's great. Yes. And Kaliam, I mean, you've obviously, this is, I think, first time for you as well in the Imagine Cup.
Yeah, definitely.
And how have you sort of, what have you gained from the whole experience?
It was amazing. I mean, it started off as something, I got introduced to the Imagine Cup idea by Mohit. He pitched his idea to me, and I was really interested. And also for the finals this year, it was in New York, which is always an awesome incentive to participate. And from that, and I think as the whole Imagine Cup experience itself, and we as a group have gained a lot. And one of the core things that we've gained is the networking. So during our top 20 presentations, one of the judges actually approached us after the competition, gave us his card, and told us to contact him. So it was really great that he actually took the initiative to come and meet us. Another thing is that as a business model, you need to be able to present well. And Imagine Cup really helped us with that, and now coming to Take It as well, doing presentations here. And obviously the only reason we're at Take It is because of our success in Imagine Cup. So I think as a group, we've actually gained quite a lot.
That's great. So, I mean, on that note, what's actually next for Team Unite? Is there any progress with the actual project? Do you guys... building a company, making money?
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely looking towards making money, yep. You know, commercializing. So we've taken part in something called Spark, which helped us develop our idea quite a bit. We're also still participating in the AET Venture Fund. We've actually made it to the top seven. So that competition's still going on. And if that goes well, we can go on to starting up a company, using them as an incubation center. And I mentioned that one of the judges approached us, and he's actually the CEO of the Massey Incubation Center. So he's really interested in tying up with us as well. So we're definitely looking at commercializing the idea, getting it out, and really that's the reason why we entered Imagine Cup, to take an idea, you know, that was just an engineering project and actually put it into practice and, you know, help and contribute to society.
That's excellent, excellent. So, I mean, I guess for those of you that are watching, if you're a student, you can obviously get involved in the Imagine Cup. You can go to imaginecup.co.nz. If you're an industry professional out there, you can also get involved with these teams as an industry mentor. So, as you heard, that the mentor obviously plays a huge part with the project, with the team. So, we encourage you to get involved, and hopefully we'll see you in the next Imagine Cup. Thank you.